from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, the Trump campaign says it will not commit to a presidential debate with Vice President Kamala Harris until she is officially the Democratic nominee. The campaign's communications director, in a statement, says it would be inappropriate to schedule a debate with Harris because Democrats very well could still change their minds. Democratic delegates are expected to vote virtually to confirm Harris as the party's nominee by August 7th, Harris accusing Trump of backpedaling on a debate. Governor Murphy is revealing more details about his visit with former President Donald Trump. During his monthly program Thursday on News 12 New Jersey, Murphy says he along with First Lady Tammy Murphy, met with Trump for about 40 minutes at Trump's golf course in Bedminster on Saturday, 2 weeks after the assassination attempt. Murphy says the majority of their time spent together was talking about that incident.
What was it like? How did it feel? Did you know you were shot?
Murphy says they also talked politics. Thousands of people have signed a petition demanding a Cape May man undergo mental health counseling after he decapitated a seagull at Maury's Pier in North Wildwood. 29-year-old Franklin Ziegler claims the bird tried to take a French fry from his daughter. He's been charged with cruelty, but much of the public's ire is focused on the fact that he brutally killed this seagull in front of his daughter and other children. An online petition is also demanding he never be allowed to own a pet. Attorney General Matt Plotkin says the conversion of a school for black children into a youth prison decades ago was a symptom of historic racism in New Jersey. And now the Hayes Building in Bordentown is set to close as early as 2028 and could be converted back into a school.
We're well aware that there is more to do, and there's a deep, visceral historical connection between the fact that the site of these facilities was once a school for black children, became secure care facilities, and now we are moving past that.
Also set to close is the New Jersey Training School in Monroe Township. The facility is facing a lawsuit from 50 men who once lived there who claim a culture of sexual abuse dominated its halls for decades. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. The last weekend in July looks spectacular. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Thanks to last night's cold front, we've got a new air mass with bright skies, dry weather, low humidity, warm temperatures in the forecast. Weather in a word today, comfortable. Highs this afternoon about 80 to 85 degrees. We are seeing some mid to high level clouds across the southern half of the state. Not a big deal. Still a nice bright sky for you. Clear tonight, lows in the comfortable lower to mid 60s. Tomorrow we'll do it again. Sunny skies, low humidity, warm temperatures, highs in the mid 80s. Sunday a little bit stickier. Humidity starts going up. Mostly sunny, upper 80s to around 90. But our next rain chance hold off until Monday at the earliest. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now, Clinton is 81, Jackson 79, Millville 81. Weather brought to you by Guaranteed Service. For a limited time, tune up your AC for only $77 and guarantee no breakdowns for the entire summer season where the repair is free. Don't wait. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com. Stay comfy all summer long. Guaranteed.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.